Blog Talk Radio.
But look who made it back. Maybe after 6 months. I think it's been more than 6 months. But I'm here. Welcome to another episode of TC Lounge. At least I kept a title. At least I'm keeping the title for the rest of my podcasting, blog talk, radio show, thingy, chat variety hour thing. At least I'm keeping the name of the show. How consistent will I be? Your guess is as good as mine. But welcome back. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. I mean, every day we would like to hope is a beautiful day. And not every day could be a beautiful day. But today, currently where I am, somewhere in the universe on the East Coast, is 670 degrees and sunny, not too hot, not too cold, perfect weather. Still wouldn't believe it if I lived in California. What I mean by that is I couldn't imagine having beautiful weather like this every day of the week, 10 times on Sunday, as the security guard does his lap. Because, you know, he has to do his job, too. You know, I'm in a parking lot right now getting some food, waiting for my food to be ready, and it's almost ready. So I have to already apologize in advance that there will be a pause in me getting my food and getting back on here as soon as possible. But, yes, the security guard guy passed me, did a lap, looked over at me. Now he's kind of behind me, hovering. Because, you know, he has to do his job. But he's distracting me in what I'm trying to think about and do. So I need him to go about his business. Wonderful. All right. So I titled this episode as Just Live. As if you listened before, if you haven't, I've had a lot of people in my family and my father and mother's generation pass since 2020, a lot. I say more than five. And it kind of brings things, as we all know, it kind of brings things back to center, as I like to say, or gives things perspective when people pass on you because, I mean, it's literally one day here and one day not. And you just kind of take things for granted, you know? I say we because I do the same thing. We naturally get up, go to work, do whatever, sleep in, whatever your day is like, Monday through Sunday. But you get up, you know, shower, do the old brush your teeth thing, or don't. Maybe you don't like brushing your teeth, and you just leave your teeth as is. I'm not judging you. If you want have messed up looking teeth, we all got breakdown anyway, right? So you do your thing, and you go about your life, and you know, just go on a daily. Go about your errands. You go about talking with people. Maybe you don't talk to many people. You just go about it. You never really take into account waking up. Ding, that's a good one. Being able to get on 2 feet. Ding, that's another good one. Having your facilities about you, for the lack of a better phrase. Ding, it's like all these things. We kind of just accept and don't even think twice about. You can be without arm, leg, shoulder. I don't know. I'm naming body parts. What I'm trying to say is you could be missing a lot of things. Like I said, you couldn't have your, so you could be without your senses. You could be wandering the streets talking to yourself. I've seen it happen. And you don't have that going on. You have breath. Yes, there's bills. Yes, there's children. You're going to hear me say it 1,001 times over. Yes, there's children. Yes, there's bills. Yes, there's problems. Yes, there's issues. Yes, there's situations. Yes, it's not fair you don't have enough money to take care of your debt. And yes, it's not fair the so-and-so kid over there is driving a car that's 10 times more expensive than you, and they didn't put in any work to get said car, but that's just the way it is. But you do have a car to drive. Well, if you don't have a car to drive, you have somewhere to get or someone that can pick you up. That's points in itself. It's like we are so fortunate that we complain about luxury. America is a luxurious place, and I'm like I said, I'm guilty of all these things and complaining about certain things and not, you know, not appreciating it. One of my favorite songs, it's a favorite song, but it's kind of a sad song. It's, I might have said it before. I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs, whatever you want to call him today. And I'm blanking on the lyrics, so you're going to have to forgive me. But part of the hook is every step I take, every move I make, every single day, every night I pray, I'll be missing you. Now, that just goes to somebody that passes away. But listen to that. Every step I take a step. Every single day. Every single day we make it. All of that is blessings in itself. Now, the song is talking about someone passing and missing that person. But I'm also, forcefully joining those two things in with just living. Like, every step you take, live. Every breath you make, live. Just live. Yes, like I was explaining, things are hard. The bills are through the roof. Debt is debt, and it doesn't go anywhere until you pay it off. And you can spend your whole life in debt. You have more than enough to be excited about to live every day. And that's pretty much where I'm at. It's just I'm trying to, because it's hard when you have people passing left and right and things are just going almost out of control. You have no control over it. It's hard to be optimistic. It's very hard to be optimistic. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to sit around and mope? Oh, it's not fair. Why me? Or just be happy with what you got and try to make it better. That's another point I'm trying to make. Is like, make it better. You can make it better. I got confidence and you could find a way to make your life better. And it's the tiny things. I like sports. So for me, it's about watching sports. And if during this time of year, it's kind of baseball, NBA playoffs, hockey-ish. And I just find like an underdog to root for. And it was something to just keep me going. People that know me know I help around my parents' house. I definitely live with them. They don't live with me, so I'm not going to sit here and lie. But I get a thrill out of seeing my mother smile, even when she's not feeling well. The little stuff, the tiny stuff. And that's what you have to try to find a way to get through all this mess today. Oh, yeah, school shooters. Yep, that doesn't stop. Gun control, that doesn't stop. I don't get into that stuff because that doesn't. Politics, left, right. Red, blue, green, yellow, whatever you want to call it, in the middle, gray. That stuff is going to continue on forever, unfortunately. And so you got to just try to find a way to just live. And that's what I'm saying about the little stuff and the tiny stuff. Me and my sports, me and my family, me and my good friends. I've decided, it's hard for me to explain it correctly. But I had a thought the other day, forgive me, because, you know, this is off the top of my head. If I get this, don't take this the wrong way. Life is kind of set up a certain way. You accept the role that you put yourself into, right? And you take that role and you do something with it, right? So say if you graduate from college, you get married, boom, you and your wife don't work out, okay. Or you and your husband don't work out, okay. You can say the world is messed up and I'm never getting married again. Or you can say, hey, win some, lose some. Let me try this one more time. Now, people are married 3, 4, 5 times. Maybe those people probably shouldn't be married. Maybe they're marrying for the wrong reasons. However, it's always better to have an optimistic view and how you set up your life. And so if you set up your life in one way and it's not going that way, but you know you are being a responsible adult and you're paying bills and you're doing what you need to do and you're contributing to society, there is a living about that. And what I mean by that is you're doing something other than just complaining. So that just instead of complaining about the situation that you set yourself up with, either change it, find something to make you happy while you're dealing with it. Because you might not be able to get out of that situation, especially if you got kids. You can't just up and leave your kids. Some people have. Some people will. It's just messed up. Children didn't do anything wrong. If you don't get along with your partner, that's between y'all two. It had nothing to do with the children. So you take that thing that you're dealing with that's so hard, and you just try to find a way to make it work. And be an adult about it. That's what I realized. You have to be an adult. You can be a kid for the rest of your life. That's up to you. But an adult, and as well, me personally, as a man, like, we just kind of grit and bear. And they said, well, you know, you explain your feelings, especially nowadays in the mental health world. So it's like, yeah, you explain your feelings. You don't want to bottle up, which is all true. You want to be able to express yourself and vent and be honest, open with someone that was willing to be what you call a participant, active listener. The problem is a lot of people got people listening to them that ain't listening to them. We all need to vent. We all need to get it out. But at the same time, you could have it 1,000 times worse. You're going to hear me say that 1,000 times over. You could have it 1,000 times worse. And so instead of just sitting in that funk and complaining and blaming everybody else for your issues, just enjoy. I need to go get this food. What I need to, because I want to enjoy being after work eating after not getting any sleep today. I want to enjoy myself. And if I want to get some pizza, even though you shouldn't eat much pizza, I'm going to get pizza. You know why? Because it makes me happy for the moment. Now, you can't live like that all the time. Moderation, as they say, obviously. But no, right now, I want pizza. And I'm going to eat some pizza, and I'm going to be happy with a big smile on my face like I'm a kid again. I'm going to cut it short because I don't even want to put you all on hold too long. But I'll use the example of last past weekend. I'm hanging with my family, my significant other, and we have her nephew with us. And he's never had milkshakes before. He's 11, never had a milkshake before. He takes his first sip of that milkshake, and the smile on his face, I still can picture right now. And seeing him extremely happy for that sugar-loaded ice cream, unhealthy snack, who cares? It was the enjoyment of that milkshake on that kid's face explains, it just gave me life. We can no longer be kids again if you're an adult, but try to grasp the childhood you once had. Not completely, but just for that second, as you drink that milkshake, whatever your milkshake is, just hopefully it's not extremely harmful for you, and hopefully you can do it in moderation. But enjoy your milkshake and put a big kid smile on your face, because don't let nobody steal that from you. Still hold on to that and just live. Hopefully y'all have a wonderful day, and hopefully I'll be back within the next 6 months.